Now, after you have the whole process put together where you know how to write a blog post from start to finish, you have all the frameworks put together, there are a couple of different things that you can do to kind of look and boost a little bit of your juice when it comes to Medium. Now, my number one promotion strategy when it comes to putting my work out there and getting the most views possible has always pretty much been to write the best content, choose the right areas to put my work in, which I'll talk about in a second, and just put my work out there and make sure that I'm doing the best kind of creatively to see what happens. But there are some things that you can focus on so that you can have the maximum chance of making sure that your articles are going to get the most traction on Medium, as well as some other promotion tips that you can use to connect with other writers, to get yourself seen, to get yourself noticed more. And these are some things that you can kind of add ancillary to your main routine. So these are some things, you know, a lot of these promotion strategies and different things, these are some things you can do in your spare time. So yeah, you have your, you know, your time blocked out where you're deep in the zone, where you're focused, you're doing deep work. But then, hey, if you got free times in the afternoon, if you got free time later on in the day, if you have free time, whenever it is, these are some things you can do to start becoming more familiar with the platform and getting yourself recognized. So one thing that you can do to make sure that you're engaging with people on Medium is to make sure that you are reading and following similar writers or just writers that you are fans of in general, so that you can get on their radar and just start to engage and communicate with them a little bit. So what do I mean? Pretty much every day I'll go through and I'll read a couple articles from people on Medium just to see what's working well and, you know, how the platform is moving. So I'll look and see an article on my feed. I'll read an article. I'll highlight some of the sections that I think are good. If I haven't followed that person yet and I like their story, I'll follow them. I'll make sure to give them claps at the end of the article. And then if I really have some extra free time, what I'll go through and I'll do is I'll leave really a detailed comment on their article. So this is something that you can do every day. So take a certain amount of time in your day. Make sure you're reading Medium articles, following new authors, not just doing a follow for follow kind of thing, but actually following people who you find interesting. And then another thing that you can do is make sure that you're leaving thoughtful comments that really stand out above the crowd. So one of the interesting things about comments is that your comments also count as a blog post. You know, the comment section in Medium is a little bit different than most comment sections on blogs. So instead of just being a comment, your post, your comment is an actual blog post. So that means you get member read time if people read your comments and they're insightful. People can clap for your comments. And if you get people reading and clapping for your comments and you're not trying to steal the shine from the author of the post, but you're really highlighting and adding to their post or sharing an illuminating insight, people might say, who is this person? Who is this person leaving a thoughtful comment, right? So it's not like you're writing a whole nother essay in and of itself, but whereas most people might go, hey, great job on the article, you might go, wow, I really enjoyed points X and Y. What do you think about Z? This is something that I've heard some people mention in relation to what you talked about, and I think it could be a beneficial piece to the puzzle. Something like that. You go through and you leave a thoughtful comment. Actually, maybe I'll try to find a resource that talks about how to leave thoughtful blog post comments. And actually, there was once an article written about how to do that, and they cited one of my comments in their article, and it shows you how to properly network. You don't have to go out of your way, just read the article and show that you've actually read the contents of it and add your two cents. So that's one thing that you can do. Another thing that you can do is mention other writers in your articles. Now, this is a strategy that can be hit or miss. So me being a popular writer on the platform, lots of writers will mention me in their articles, and you know, it'll send a notification to me that they mentioned me in the article, but honestly, not even to brag, I just get so many notifications that sometimes I just don't have time to read it. But if I have a gap in my day and I notice someone mentions me in an article, and if I notice it's someone who's been commenting kind of consistently on my articles to where I recognize the name, if that person mentions me, then it's going to perk up my antennas a little bit. See how that works, where you're actually trying to engage instead of just trying to be spammy. You're following people, you're highlighting their work, you're leaving comments, you're getting name recognition from people on Medium. One thing you have to understand about Medium is that a lot of the readers are other writers, so building a community is important. So once you do it the right way, and then you mention somebody's name, and how you mention them is you type in the at symbol and you type in their name, and then you hit enter, so it enters their name. So you could say, oh, IODZ had this to say in another article related to. You could take a quote from someone else's article, put it into yours, and mention them, and then link back to their article, right? What you want to avoid is some people, what they'll do is just say, oh, take some tips from popular writers, IODZ Walshika, Tim Denning, Jessica Wildfire, Shannon Ashley, Nicholas Gokey. They'll just kind of like rattle off an entire long list of popular writers in the hopes that one of us will pay attention. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. It comes across spammy. We know what you're trying to do when you do that. So don't do it that way. But when and where you can tactfully mention names. Another promotion strategy that you can use, again, this is something that works well only if you don't abuse it, is the process of working with and kind of trading and getting feedback with other writers. So in the Slack group, I'm going to have a section where you are allowed to post your work for other people to read, for other people to clap, for other people to give you feedback and pointers on. But this is only going to work if you are someone who actually takes the time to read other people's work and give them feedback. So there are a lot of Medium Facebook groups out there to where a lot of people just kind of post their articles to try to get people to read them, and they don't want to read anyone else's, or they kind of turn into these like clapping pyramid schemes. That's not what I'm going to have in my groups, and that's not what I want you to do when you're engaging in my groups, or if you are in other Medium Facebook groups online. There is something beneficial to using groups like that if you know how to use it the right way. I know a lot of people who use Slack groups and Facebook groups successfully because they actually have honest intentions. So what they do is they will actually go through and be generous first. They'll read other people's articles first. They will clap for other people's articles in these feedback groups first. They will give feedback first. Then they will post theirs and ask for reads, claps, and feedback. My buddy, colleague, Sean Kernan, one thing I see he does a lot is he'll leave an article in one of these Facebook groups and he'll make a promise that if you put yours underneath, he will read yours too. And he fulfills that promise. That was something that he did very early on to build his career and really get to know other writers. So you can use these groups successfully, but you have to come to it with the right intentions. The next thing you can use is very, 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 very basic social media promotion. So for me, I choose one platform to publish my work on. It's Twitter. One interesting thing about Twitter is that if you share your Medium article to Twitter, anyone can read your article, even if they're not a Medium member. So let's say, you know, normally if you're not a Medium member, you can only read 3 articles behind the paywall before they throw it up and ask you to pay money. But if you do it on Twitter, people can read as many of your articles as they want. So that's kind of a strategy you can use to pull people in to where they're reading your articles. And even if a non-member reads your article, it still boosts your engagement. External views still help drive success of your article in the algorithm. So you can choose one. I choose one social media platform to put all of my work on. I have tried to diversify and do it across a bunch. I will plan to maybe in the future, but you gotta get really good at one. So whatever social media platform you're on, really build that one so you can try to build a self-fulfilling prophecy. And maybe I'll link to some articles about social media promotion that can help you. but keep it very simple when it comes to social media promotion. Do not use it as a shiny object. The last one that I'm going to talk about is a very simple strategy that you can use pretty much from the get-go. And I am going to have a future module that talks a little bit more in depth about email marketing, but a really simple process that you can use is that every time that you have a new article that comes out, or if you want to do it once a week, twice a week, you send out an email to your followers of your email list when you have a new article that comes out. Now, there's also a technique that you can use called a friend link. So a friend link is where you share an article to people with that friend link and they can see it whether or not they're a member. So this is something that you could do for your email list to say, hey, I'll let you get a free look at some of my articles now, but in the future, consider being a Medium member so that you can contribute a little bit to the cause and become a member to support the work. So pretty much once a week, I'll send out an email with one of my articles. Maybe twice a week, I will do something like that. And then each time you send out an article, you're going to have a call to action in your article to get people to sign up for your email list. So more people find you through Medium that sign up to your list, then you promote your articles on Medium, which spreads it to more people. And this is kind of the basic building blocks of list building, which I'll talk about in one of the advanced modules. But these are some of the promotion strategies that you can use. So when you go to the roadmap, you're going to see that I'm going to give you the option to kind of choose one of these strategies to really harp on. And that's going to be a piece of your tool belt. You don't have to do everything. You just have to do a couple small things to get ahead. So that pretty much wraps up the entire module that talks about the basics of what you need to do to start writing, publishing, and promoting on Medium. In future modules, we're going to talk about some advanced tricks that you can use and you're going to mold into your writing over time. I'm going to talk about some more advanced strategies in terms of different frameworks that you can use for articles, different blueprints, different kind of advanced formulas. We'll get to that. But what I really, really want you to do is finish the lesson about the roadmap. That's actually going to be the end of the module. And then get to writing. And then you're going to look at the rest of this course as kind of like a resource for you to have continuing education over time. So there will be videos that you can come back to over and over. We're going to have coaching calls every month. We're going to have the Slack group. And, you know, a lot of the progress you're going to get on Medium is going to come from you consistently and persistently writing. So that's everything that you basically need to know before we get to the roadmap. You are in a really good position to start succeeding on Medium, and I can't wait to see your work out there.